same old story, isn't it? And despite the number of initiatives that the HSE and indeed the hospital is trying to introduce to lessen the people on trolleys and more importantly to address the 15,000 waiting lists for procedures, it's all failing. And what really needs to be done and what we've been saying for a number of years and which I've been saying through the Regional Health Forum is that what's needed is adequate investment in the health service, and especially in relation to Letterkenny University Hospital, which, as we've said in the past, and just last week, my colleague, Senator Potter McLaughlin, outlined the lack of funding that the hospital is receiving for the size of it and the amount of footfall that it deals with on a daily basis.
The reality is this is going to go beyond the HSC West Regional Forum. This ultimately is a matter now for the Silta Hospital Group and for the Department of Health, which is actually in charge of allocating those budgets.
That's correct. And just at the last Regional Health Forum meeting, we requested that the Minister would come down and meet with us in the Regional Health Forum to discuss the problems, not only in Letterkenny University Hospital, but across the Celta area, where Galway, Sligo, Castlebar, all are facing the same difficulties as Letterkenny University Hospital, with increasing waiting lists, and people now, again, once more, having to be put on trolleys because of lack of beds. We need a serious discussion about the investment in the health service. And it is at the Minister's door. He's on record as saying, like previous ministers, that they will address it. Well, let's see the colour of his money, because that's what's needed. It's more money needs to be invested to create more beds and to employ more staff.